From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And as you've no doubt heard in the morning headlines, today the Ukrainian government began what it's calling an anti-terrorist operation to push pro-Russia demonstrators in the eastern part of the country out of the government buildings they've been occupying. The Russian-leaning separatists ignored an earlier call from Ukraine's president to disarm or face full-scale force. There have been conflicting reports all day of skirmishes. The airport in the city of Kramatorsk was briefly under control of the insurgents, but it's now reportedly back under Ukrainian control. We've seen pictures of Ukrainian tanks moving east. NPR's international correspondent Ari Shapiro is in Ukraine. Ari, what are you seeing and hearing?
First, to set the scene for you, we're talking about a very large region in eastern Ukraine known as the Donetsk sector. But the action this morning began in a city called Slavyansk, where, as you say, Ukrainian troops showed up. Unarmed protesters confronted those tanks and said, "What are you going to do? Shoot us? Who are you going to shoot?" They started swearing and yelling at the tank drivers. This was according to video posted on YouTube. More recently, there seems to be activity in the town of Kramatorsk, which is some distance from Slavyansk. These are just two cities out of close to a dozen where there have been flare-ups throughout the region. So we're talking about a really wide geographic area and a military effort that can be difficult to monitor at times.
Yeah. Well, there are accusations also flying back and forth. Ukraine and the West accusing Russia of ginning up these protests. Russia accusing the Ukrainian government of inflaming situations. What is the sense of whether or not this had to happen? What's the Ukrainian government's goal here?
Well, I think the role of the Russians has become more apparent in the last week plus. I came here when the demonstrations first started unfolding, and they really did kind of feel authentically local. More recently, we see people identifying themselves as officers in the Russian military. Certainly, many locals here do identify with that sentiment that they want to be closer to Russia, but the Russian military has been just over the border for many, many days now, and the West accuses Russia of ginning up this entire thing as a pretext to invade and take over eastern Ukraine the way they annexed Crimea. The difference is here in eastern Ukraine, there is, I think, a much more diverse sentiment. Many, many more people who do not want to be part of Russia, in addition to those who sympathize with the view from Moscow. So you're seeing more tension and certainly, you know, more violence than we had seen in the takeover of Crimea.
Well, and you're seeing tanks, you know, Ukrainian tanks in the region. I mean, what is the is your sense of how much of a tinderbox this is becoming?
People are heavily armed on both sides, and everybody says they don't want to be the first person to fire a shot. But the government says it can't just allow these cities to fall where people are raising the flag either of Russia or of what they call the Independent Republic of Donetsk. And so in an effort to take back these cities, we saw on Sunday as people died that people are willing to exchange fire, and this could become very explosive in a very short time.
Well, and you visited a town that's been controlled by separatists, these pro-Russian separatists. What did you see there?
We were taken inside the police headquarters that had been taken over. People were fortifying the barricades with more sandbags and tires. They were building Molotov cocktails. One of the odd details is that they took us into a room where police officers were still on the job, manning computers and answering phones, because the protesters told us they still wanted people dialing the Ukrainian equivalent of 911 to get somebody on the other end. They were very concerned with preserving order, even as they declared the headquarters to be the People's Republic of Donetsk. A lot of uniformed officers were coming and going, either sympathetic to the protesters, which we've seen among many police officers in this region, or just not wanting to kick up a fuss.
NPR's international correspondent Ari Shapiro in Ukraine. Ari, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.